Hey everyone, welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl Trish. Okay, so today's episode is Push It to the Limit. We're welcoming back our mystery guest. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about the limits you set within a relationship. When do you think is the right time to set boundaries with someone? Is it like in the beginning of the relationship, in the dating phase, or after you make it official?
I think you should start to date first, and, you know, you converse and you get a chance to see where your head is at, where your partner's head is at, and you kind of can make a decision on where you guys both are or what you want.
So in the dating phase?
In the dating phase. Because, yeah, I mean, in the beginning, you don't want to scare anybody away.
Of course not, but you also don't want to, like, what if this person, you've only dated them for maybe a month or two? Do I want to waste my time setting boundaries with you if it may not last?
I mean, but then you don't know. There's other reasons why people come into your life. It may not always be to get married or date and have kids or whatever. It could be maybe this person is a good friend, or I can help this person with something. I don't know. It's so many different reasons why people come into your life, and it's not always for just one thing.
Well, yeah, that's true. I kind of feel like you was throwing shade a little bit when you said not everybody that come into your life you going to marry. Do you think that that's what I'm over here thinking?
No, but people do think that way. And I'll give you an example. I was working with this female, beautiful female. Was she the most secure? No. And we're about the same age. We are the same age, maybe about a good 3 months older than me, but essentially the same age. And I'm not really sure exactly what was wrong with homegirl. Like, it was like, she's like, so I met this guy, and I told him, I mean, like, I don't know exactly how to explain it, to be very honest, but she's very, if the guy doesn't give her what she wants, I blocked him on Instagram. I'm blocking his number. I'm just blocking everything because I don't have time for this. You know, I'm approaching a certain age in my life and X, Y, and Z and blah, blah, blah. I mean, some people go to the extreme.
I feel like you're talking about me. Because I swear that sounds like something I would do.
But that's
like
the thing about it, too. And you can't really be that way. Because, I mean, you might have just lost a good friend.
True. And I probably have lost many a good friends. Because I cannot tell you how many people are on my block list right now. Like, literally, you just do one wrong thing that I don't like. And I'm like, yeah, all right, that's enough for you.
And see, that's not fair. Because what if somebody does that to you?
I'm pretty, maybe someone has done it to me.
I'll be honest. I was seeing a guy a few months ago.
Okay.
Handsome. Very handsome. We were both really physically attracted to each other. And he came off a certain type of way. Like, he presented himself to be one way. But after a few months, after a good 2 months, I got a chance to see who he really, really, really was. And, I guess that was him setting his boundaries of what I don't like. I don't like this. So I'm not putting up with this shit. You know what I mean? But it's like, right. And I was a little bit taken back for a while. But what that only did for me was it only enhanced my self-esteem a little bit.
Right.
And it enhanced what I need to do for myself. Don't even worry about these men. Men are men. Focus on you. Focus on what you have to do for yourself so that you can be that hole for somebody.
Here you go, you with that hole again.
It's the truth. I can't do anything with my half a self. I can't do anything for you with my half a self. I have to be a complete whole, happy with who I am in order to do anything for myself or anybody else.
Yeah, and I also feel like there's a way to set boundaries. Like, don't wait until something happens and then you yelling and screaming and you mad. Like, there's subtle ways that you can do it without being too, like, abrasive or angry or whatever it is. But I just kind of feel like it should be set in the dating phase.
Absolutely. I mean, but you can't meet someone and say, hey, are you ready to have kids? Because I am.
Okay.
You can't, like, meet somebody and say, yeah, I want to get married in the next two or three years. Are you down? Because I may feel that way, but it may not be with you.
Right. That's true. Because you can meet, like you said, you can meet someone and it may not be for relationship purposes or
right. It could
marriage.
Be maybe this person, I mean, maybe you can do some business together. I don't know. Maybe this person can help your family with something or you for their family. Whatever it is. It's so many reasons why somebody comes into your life. And it's not just to walk down the aisle.
True. So what are some of your personal boundaries that you set? Now, we're going to talk about personal boundaries and we're going to talk about sexual boundaries. So, like, what's, like, two of your main personal boundaries that you set, like, when you start a relationship or when you start dating someone?
My personal boundaries, I have to be free with being me. That's very important. I don't want to feel like I'm walking on eggshells around anybody. I need to be 100% comfortable. And I don't like that snooping stuff. Don't snoop. I don't post on social media when it comes to, like, relationships. If you okay. really, if you see, I've was with somebody for 4 years. I'm very private.
Okay.
So that whole getting other folks into our business is a big no-no for me. And the first sign of you talking too much, I'm looking at you funny. Like, you talk too much, and you're a bitch, and I don't want to be with you.
That is the absolute worst. To find a guy that just, like, talk too much?
Yeah. And then they'll drop, like, little context clues. Like, I don't know. I can always tell when somebody is talking a little bit too much, and I'm just like,
to me,
this may not work.
Yeah, that's just so unattractive for me. I would say my boundaries would pretty much be the same thing. I don't like when people air their dirty laundry out on social media.
It's the worst.
Like, if we have an argument, I don't want to sign on and see that everybody knows the argument that we had
absolutely.
The night before. So, yeah, I agree.
And a way to even kind of get an idea of who a person is yet through their social media. Like, if there's a guy that's posting frequently about every single thing, about his every move, about this, Insta stories about where he's going and what kind of shoes he has. It's corny.
Yeah.
That's really some cornball shit.
But you know what? Instagram and Snapchat, all these social media things, I don't necessarily believe everything that people post.
Right, as you shouldn't.
Because I want to figure out how the hell these Instagram thoughts going to Dubai every weekend, and I got a full-time job. I can't even go to Miami.
Listen, because they set in the price. Let me tell you, I met this guy when I was working at my job last year, right? And I had a boyfriend, so I'm like, listen, no. And this guy had a lot of money. Okay. Obviously, but he thinks he's Hugh Hefner. He's literally, he's 69 years old. He'll
okay,
be
goodbye.
70.
Okay, goodbye. The show is over. I just want to let you know I'm done. I think I had enough.
But wait, listen. But very, very, like you were talking about girls flying to Dubai. Every girl's not about that life. Like, I know I'm not about that life. So he's like from Europe, but he's living in Florida, but he travels a lot.
Okay.
So he came to New York because he was going back to Europe. He's going to London. So anyways, I go to meet him Sunday. And so this is goes back to setting boundaries.
Right.
So he's like, why don't you come with me to London tomorrow? I'm going to London. I'll book your ticket. Da, 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 da. So I'm like, listen, no. And it's like, he's like, well, what is it? I'm like, listen, I'm celibate. I told him that, but I actually have no choice right now. But I'm just like, listen, I'm not fucking. And he's just like, well, that's a shame because I would love to. I would love to be all over you. And I'm
Excuse
just like,
me?
I can't do that. I really can't. I have too much respect for my body.
69
years
old.
He's 69, and he gets all the hoes. I need you to really understand. He gets so many females.
It's the money.
It's the money.
Because 69, I ain't got nothing for you.
69 years old. So he'll be 70 in December. Very great guy.
How you know his birthday? Wait a minute.
Because we went out the other day. We went out Sunday.
And he was trying to take you to London.
He was trying to say, he's a businessman. So his ultimate goal is for me to leave and me to say yes. So he's just constantly... But what about when you get older? You can talk to your grandkids about this. And what about seeing this and seeing that? And I'm just like so
no,
not phased
you.
By it because...
Sir.
Right.
Not 69.
So my boundary was I'm not fucking you.
Right.
If you want to take me to this place, you want to fly me out, fine. But we're not having sex.
So you would go to London if he said he wasn't going to expect sex? You still wouldn't go.
I probably still wouldn't even. I mean, I'll make sure, obviously, I have enough money to make sure I'm good regardless of anything.
Right.
But it's just still, like, I'm just not. If I was about 22, 23 years old, then yeah, absolutely. I was in a different mind space. But now I'm a bit older, and it's just like, okay, I don't even care how much money you have. If I really want to go to Ibiza or whatever, I can get me and my homegirls. We'll, you know, save our coins, get a little, whatever. We'll make it happen. But I'm not about to just go out there and be comfortable with a perv, because I'm not comfortable with pervs.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? The older men like to throw their money.
They love to throw their money. That's the only thing they have going for them.
I always get hit on by older men, and it's like, it's so gross to me.
I love older men.
No, I feel like...
I love older men.
My boundary, I would say one of my boundaries are age limits. Like,
really?
Between 30 to 40, I'm good. If you older than that, it's like, I can't do nothing with you.
And that's
you.
The thing about it, yo, you blocking your blessings. Don't be blocking your blessings. Unless somebody comes out... I mean, if he like 70 years old and got like gold teeth, then that's different. But if it's like
a 60-year-old,
I mean,
we not on the same track.
I know some 60-year-old men that got it all together. I mean, they look sharp as a tack. Everything smell good, very well put together. Businessmen still have their, you know, still have in their right mind. Exercise. There's a lot of them out there. Trust me.
But you can be my dad.
You could be. Hey, Zaddy.
Ooh. I've never lived with someone.
Okay.
So, in turn, I can't really speak on this. I can only say what I would do. But just in terms of, like, when is it okay for you to, like, fart around your boo?
When is it okay? I think it depends on...
Like, so, let's say y'all hanging out.
So, okay, I'll say this, right? So, you know I have... a lot of siblings.
Right.
I'm one of eight. I have four sisters. One of my older sisters, she's about 42, whatever.
Okay.
And this is where we're totally different. She lived with somebody when she was about my age now. And she was about maybe for like a year or two, and she said she never farted in front of him.
Okay,
and I'm
no.
like, girl, that's crazy.
Mm-mm.
That's crazy. And she says the guy that she was dating, he told her, he was like, yo, you never fart. And he was like, the girl that I marry is going to have to fart in front of me.
They broke up?
Yeah, I mean, they broke up, but it's on good not because she didn't fart in front of him, but because, you know, just, you know. And he, too, was an older man. So I'm thinking when she was, like, in her 20s, he was about in his 40s.
But how do you live with somebody for a year or two and not fart around them?
Yeah, she's just, like, I ask her the same thing, too. I guess she has, like, she, you know, run the water, that type of stuff, so you won't hear. But me, I'm very comfortable and with my body and... okay to fart. I mean, if we're living together, then it's okay for me to fart in front of you. Because how long have we known each other?
Right.
Before I've actually moved in?
Right.
Absolutely. Fart in front of your partner. Have your partner fart in front of you. I think it'll make you closer.
Really? Farts make you closer?
Yeah. I think so.
I think if we're to the point where we're living with each other, you've already smelt my fart before we even moved in.
No, my ex-boyfriend was almost obsessed with me farting.
All right, this is not a fetish show.
It's not a fetish. Not obsessed.
Did he eat your fart? Wait.
He would just be... He didn't care. Like, I would be in the bathroom, using the bathroom. Not number one, obviously.
Number two.
And he would be in the bathroom with me.
Just standing there talking.
Just standing there. And it would drive me nuts. It would drive me insane. Because I'm like, yo, get the fuck out the bathroom. Like, I need my privacy. Especially when you live with somebody.
Right.
But for him to be comfortable with me being comfortable... Well, not really comfortable, but for me being, you know, comfortable in being a human,
I mean,
I guess.
If I'm taking a shit, I don't need anyone to stand in front of me.
Yeah, but I mean, it was really more so like if he had to get into the bathroom, like if he got to brush his teeth, it doesn't faze him.
No, I'm not brushing my teeth while you're taking this shit. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That's ting. That's one of the things I'm like, don't do.
That's your boundary.
Ting. Nope.
Yeah, not
let me tell you, if I'm brushing my teeth and you come in the bathroom and you not getting in the shower or peeing, you gonna sit on that toilet and take a shit, there's gonna be an issue. I don't want to smell your shit while I'm brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
I mean, I guess she's just how, quote unquote, how much she loved me, but whatever.
So you ain't even have to worry about leaving the door open or closed because he was going to open the door anyway.
Right, exactly.
No.
He did not give a damn.
No.
Actually, like, he thought it was funny.
Yeah, no.
And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it can actually bring you a little bit closer.
Maybe the first time it may be cute and funny, but like the second time, no. I don't want to smell that while I'm brushing my teeth. And you don't want to smell what I'm cooking while you brushing your teeth. I'm just saying. That woo we ate last night.
You're so stupid.
Mm-mm. All right. So we touched on social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do people still change their relationship status on social media?
Do they? I don't know.
Shoot. I mean, like on when you were in a relationship on Facebook, did you have in a relationship? I don't have a Facebook.
See, I don't Facebook. Like, I have a Facebook, but I'm not active on Facebook. But no, that shit still say I'm single. It said I was single for the past. I don't even know. It said it for mad long. I'm not taking that. That's the thing about it, too. When you put in a single, in an open relationship, whatever, you're inviting the world.
Right.
Even if you're not specific about who you're with, you're inviting the world. So that one moment when you have an argument and you're like, you know what? F this dude. I'm back to being single.
Right.
And then you go back to Facebook to change your status. And then people want to be like, what happened? Well, what's wrong?
Yeah.
And save yourself the headache. Save yourself all of the BS. Just save it. Save it, save it, save it.
I agree. I feel like if you're in a relationship and you're into the relationship that you're in, you don't have time to be on social media talking about, oh, I'm in a relationship. And then y'all have an argument, single.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, in a relationship. Like, it's too much energy. I feel like you're not focusing on your relationship. You're just focusing on the social media.
Yeah, and what everyone else has to say, think, the attention right. that it comes with. Like I said, I was with somebody for 4 years.
And nobody knew.
Nobody knew anything. I never posted any pictures, but at the same time, too, I still have respect for my relationship.
Right.
So even though my ex-boyfriend, he would have a big problem with me not posting on my social media, I had to let him know, like, listen, relax.
So he wanted people to know.
Absolutely.
You know what? It's because if you posting pictures of yourself, he doesn't want other dudes to be putting the heart eyes and the kisses underneath in your comments and shit like that.
Well, that's the thing about it. Like,
he's territorial.
That's not going to stop anything. That don't stop anything.
Well, yeah, that too.
Because niggas be quick to slide in the DM.
Oh, that brings me to my next question. All right, so is it okay to speak to people you don't know on social media? Like, if you're in a relationship, somebody sliding your DM, you gonna respond?
Not always. It really all depends. Like, if it's like some sort of, for what I'm doing, commercial print and the acting, if you're talking about some business,
right?
Then yeah. But if you're just trying to slide into somebody, no, sorry.
So I have.
It's
a story.
Really, you have to be smart enough to decipher the difference.
Right, but then you have them creeps that are like, oh, you look so good. I got a photo shoot for you. And you show up and he only got an iPhone. With a photo shoot. Oh, I thought we would just be have
Trisha,
more fun.
But see, and that's why you have to be smart enough to decipher.
Well, I'm not saying, now, let's not get it twisted. This ain't happening to me.
I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying you in general. Like,
no, I'm just saying that nobody's sliding into my DMs. I wish somebody would slide into my DMs, but ain't nobody sliding in my DMs.
Because you don't post nothing.
I post. First of all, are you judging me?
Absolutely not, because I don't post anything neither, Trisha.
I post enough. I'm a private person, so the
I feel you 100%.
The fact that I even have an Instagram is
it's a big deal,
right? Like I don't, and I have like 2 friends on Instagram, and I'm comfortable with that. I'm comfortable with that. Yeah. Oh, look, so let me tell you about my story with sliding into DMs. So last year, you know, I ask everyone for dating advice. I ask everyone what they think. So there was this guy. We actually went to school with him. I'm not going to say a name.
Ooh,
and he...
Trishy.
He popped up in my timeline. And I'm like, he look all right. Like, I don't remember him looking like that in school. So I'm like, you know what? Is it okay for me to send this guy a message, a private message, to see what's up? So I did, and we exchanged phone numbers, and, you know, we having conversation or whatever, and it's like 2 weeks later, something just says to me, and I don't know why I wait so long to ask guys, like, you're not in a relationship, are you? Girl, he had a whole girlfriend.
Well, at least he was honest.
But wanted me to come visit, still, even after he told me he had a girlfriend. Wow. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Yeah. So that was, like, the last time I slid in somebody DMs. And I don't think it's going to happen.
You slid in his DMs.
Yeah.
Oh, you slid in his. Okay.
This was me being forward and taking
action. Right.
You know, I don't want to be single forever, so I was trying to take some action.
Which is important.
And it's like, yeah, no. That didn't work out for me. So, yeah, I don't think I'll be doing that again. Now, say you lurking. Let's say you lurking. And you see that your guy is liking, like, all these photos from this Instagram girl. How do you feel about that?
We got a problem.
There's an issue.
What the fuck are you liking? Like, why? What are you doing? Nah, I'm not really with that. I mean, it's okay to like some pictures. Yeah, of course. Like, there's a lot of beautiful women in the world.
Right.
But don't get beside yourself. Don't disrespect.
Like, you can't put, like...
Or like you've never seen ass before. I hate when a guy act like he never seen no ass before. And that's really unattractive.
But then it's not even real half the time.
Right, exactly.
I'm just hating because I ain't got none. And I can't afford to buy one either.
It's all right, shoot.
Girl. Yeah, if my dude is... If I'm lurking and I see he like commenting on females' pictures...
And then there's another thing, too. You can actually get an idea of what type of guy it is by what he likes.
True.
You know, like, I was telling you with the guy...
The 69-year-old?
No. He's a creep. He's a perv. He thinks he's Hugh Hefner. That's no doubt.
Okay.
But I expect that from him. Like, when I see him and I see what he likes, and I'm like, really, dude... It's expected. I get a good laugh from it. He's a good friend to have. For me, he's a good friend to have. For him, he would love for it to be more than what it is, but it would never be anything.
Okay.
But with the other guy who I was attracted to, really attracted, after we kind of like stopped, and that's the thing about it too, they always come back. So when they want to act all cute, give them time and give them a minute to act all cute, but they always come back. But when we were going through our little whatever, I mean, we're still going through it if you ask me. I mean, we're not going through anything. I'm just not even fucking with him like that.
Okay.
But that was my, you know, I was snooping on this dude. I'm like, let me see what it is he be liking. Uh-oh. And I was like, really? Really?
It was cheesy shit.
And I'm like, you know what? Then you really don't deserve me. You really don't deserve me. You go ahead and like whatever it is that you like, and that's what you like. Go ahead and get that. That would never be me.
Right. Right. I feel like guys, they do shit. Well, some females, too. They do things to cross the boundaries in their relationship.
And that, to see how far they can go.
Right. But then it's not even worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. And now the relationship is over.
And they kicked themselves in the ass. You just kicked yourself in the ass.
Yeah. All right. So now let's move on to the sexual boundaries. Yeah. What are some of your sexual boundaries? Like, rules of the bedroom, things that you... will absolutely do or absolutely not do?
If I'm really, really physically attracted to that person, there's really no boundaries. I'm just, don't put it in my ass.
Oop.
That's it, no ass.
You know, I've been hearing that a lot.
That shit, I don't like that shit.
So anal sex is not acceptable.
You can put your finger in my ass, but not that thing in my ass.
Okay, so not in your bedroom.
Not in anybody's bedroom. Shit, not in my bedroom, not in yours. No, you're not putting it in my ass.
Ooh, I just mean, like, not... All right, well... I mean, I would hope you're not in my bedroom with somebody putting it...
My ass not even big enough, like... I don't know. I'm just not... It doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, no, that's one of my things. Absolutely not. Like, you can ask me a million times. I don't care. It's not gonna happen. It's a one-way... only coming out, nothing going in.
Yeah, exit. I agree 100%.
Exit only. Sorry. Sorry. So that's your only?
But that's really my only. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What else would I, should I be like?
What about a threesome?
I would have a threesome.
Really? Two males or two?
No. I'm a guy and a girl.
A guy and a girl. Yep. Really?
Really?
No.
Absolutely.
Not me.
Really?
I feel like and me keeping it PG-13, well, maybe 17. But yeah, no. Because I feel like I can't be great. Like, I got to be focusing on two people at one time. It's just not going to happen.
But then it'd be like two folks focusing on you, too.
I don't need that much attention. I don't. Trisha. You know what? I don't require that much attention. So I'm all right. You know, one is enough for me, for my future husband out there listening.
I think it's beautiful. I really think it's beautiful.
Now, like, I'm not knocking it.
It could be like, depending on how it's done, you know what I mean? I would definitely, I mean, that's, I guess, okay, so.
You got a story?
Not really.
Oh, okay, all right. But I got excited.
I've never had a threesome, no. I've never had a threesome, but I've been asked to participate.
But you wouldn't be opposed to it, depending on the situation.
Depending on the situation, like, for that, I didn't think it was the right situation for me. And I was younger.
Okay.
So I'm like, I think I'm about that life, but I'm not really about that life.
Right? In your head, listen. I'm this whole other person in my head. And I just swear, like, listen, nope, Trish, yep. And then when it comes down to it, I'm like, oh, Jesus, no. Why would you even think something? Like, no.
Right.
Nope. I'm not a prude, so you better not even say it.
You used to be.
I used to. Everybody was a prude in their
nope,
past life.
Not me.
You weren't a prude in your past life?
Mm-mm.
You see, but you can't judge me and call me
a prude. I'm not judging you.
Based off of the fact that you're not a prude.
I've never been a prude.
You're just more open to
You know
things.
When the last... Okay, I knew I wasn't a prude at 13. Well, before 13, you know, whatever, but...
So what you trying to say?
I'm just saying, I wasn't a prude.
You trying to say I'm late to the game?
Trisha, you said you was late to the game. I never said anything.
I am late to the game.
It's okay. You in the game.
If not wanting to have a threesome makes me a prude, I'm good with that. I can live with that.
Yeah, no, I would really, I think, like, before I die, I have to have one.
Your husband? Or even just a boyfriend?
No, I don't think I would do it with my husband.
No?
Nah.
You know what? That's another thing. There may be things I would be open to doing with maybe a boyfriend, but a husband,
right,
I don't know.
Right.
But someone told me it's backwards. Like, you should be more willing to do things with your husband than you would with just, like, someone you're dating.
I don't know. I mean, I think with your boyfriend, if it's just the boyfriend,
I feel like
with my husband,
yeah.
I need to, like, we've made a vow before God.
Yes.
It's going to be you and I, strictly you and I. I don't want to have to fuck a bitch up.
For
I
what?
I really don't. For, like, trying to, like.
Trying to push up?
Yeah. And then sometimes it gets kind of tricky.
Okay.
With threesomes.
Right. So. You have a threesome, right? Is it okay for your mate to go then and sleep with the person?
No, it's not okay. And that's what I'm saying.
It just has to be both of you.
So if it was my boyfriend, yeah, of course I love my boyfriend. But I haven't been through so much where I'm just like, you know what? All right, I see you. This is what you want to do? Fuck you. I'm done. But my husband, I can never. I don't know. My husband, you're sleeping with somebody that we had a threesome with. Then I'm looking at myself like, why did I even do this in the first place?
Right. Then it's like
I opened up some fucked up gates.
Pandora's box is now open.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you go to not a swingers club or a sex party?
No.
No?
That's just too much. That's a lot of shit going on. Like you say, you don't need that much attention. I don't need that much attention.
But you're not partaking. You don't have to be partaking. You just wouldn't go at all.
I don't think so.
Wow. A swingers club. I would visit.
You just want to watch? You could watch porn.
Yeah, but I would just go just out of curiosity.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know, look like you'd be mad sweaty, too much shit going on.
Yeah, somebody said, you know, somebody told me, yeah, they wouldn't go because it's just too much.
It's a lot. But I can only assume.
Again, this is me in my head saying I'm about that life to go and watch and be comfortable. However.
No, Trisha, I do not see you.
I probably get to the door and be like, never mind, wrong place.
She started laughing.
Like I thought it was church.
Like
sorry.
Her chest is going to freaking pop out of her chest. Like your chest.
Yeah, no. I mean, out of curiosity, I would want to go. But in real life, would I actually go? I don't know.
Yeah, nah, I really don't think that I would do that.
So you already said anal sex. No. So
no anal sex.
Would you be open to like an open relationship? Like say you're married and your husband wants to have like an open marriage / maybe sister wife situation.
Like I would contradict myself right now. I'm about to contradict myself. But I would love to, like a little probably. I want to turn it on and off when I want to.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I kind of want to have my cake and eat it too, but only when I want my cake.
So you have to be in control of the situation.
Yeah.
So you would have to select the person.
Right. I like to be in control.
I think we all do.
Yeah. Some people like to be controlled, but I like to be the one that, no, this can happen today, or no, we can do this today, or yeah,
I don't.
It's a tricky question, Trishy.
The open relationship thing, I don't know about that. I don't think I could be in an open relationship because I'm selfish. Like, I want you to myself.
See,
like,
I want it. It would be great if my husband and I can just come together and just say, okay, we're going to get this bitch whenever we want her.
Ooh.
And then when we don't want her,
she got to go
home. She got to go.
Right.
He has to be strong and loyal enough to understand the rules to the game.
Right, because some of the things that you hear are pretty much they invited this person into their relationship or their marriage and then turn around and now you're the ex-wife and she's the new one. That brings us to the end. Thanks for coming back. The takeaway for this episode is, what are some of your limits and boundaries in a relationship? Write to me and let me know. Thank you.